Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. It's 6:18 on a Monday evening. The sun is about to set, I'd say, about 10 minutes from now. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Monday afternoon. Rebecca Fife is an expert when it comes to, critters, pests, landmark pest management. She's the research director there, and she joins us on a phone line now. Rebecca, we met years ago, I think, at an award ceremony. It's nice to see you again.
You as well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so these things happen every year, right? Certain animals are active at certain times of year, and you just kind of forget from year to year. But I swear, Rebecca, I swear that the squirrels were more squirrely this year than they've been in recent memory.
They really are, and they're barking at people, and their activity is very frenetic right now. And that call that you made, that squirrel call, and I'm willing to qualify this statement, but that's essentially that squirrel saying, "Don't touch my nuts."
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Rebecca. Can you tell me again, what was this squirrel saying?
Yeah, I'm willing to qualify the statement, but that's him saying, "Don't touch my nuts."
I'm trying to see if I can make out those words. So the squirrel then has got his nuts put away for the winter, and he's just trying to keep people away from them.
And yeah, exactly. So they put food away for the winter. It's called caching. And they dig up about 80% of those nuts over the winter. And the 15 to 20% that remain in the ground are really great because they help trees grow. They germinate.
Oh, so they're actually planting trees.
Yeah, exactly. So the ones that they forget go on to benefit the species and the planet. So squirrels are really ecologically important. But that call that you played is largely a distress call. So when the squirrel perceives a predator, sees a person, sees a house cat that's not supposed to be outside, that's the call that it's going to make.
Phone number is 312-981-7200 if you've got a question or maybe a text for Rebecca. Okay, so I was on the back porch, but it seems to me like they were doing it at each other. There was more than one involved in the little chorus, but still could be the same thing.
Sure, absolutely. They make a variety of sounds. Researchers say that they make four different sounds. Some are short little barks, and some are that longer, drawn-out distress call.
Okay, yeah, I think I was dealing with distress. And so when they hide those nuts, I know they'll put them in a tree, but when they bury the nuts, what are the odds of them ever finding them again?
Well, they tend to dig up about 80%, a little over 80% of the nuts that they bury. So the ones that they don't dig up, you know, become future trees and are really great for the environment.
So they're not squirreling away a bunch of nuts in their nest. They're burying them around where they'll go eat them later.
Yeah, exactly. They dig a shallow hole and put an acorn down into it, and then they come back and get it over the winter. They're also under a lot of housing pressure right now. In the summertime, if you look up in the trees, you see leafy nests called drays.
Yeah.
But in the winter, it's too cold to live in a dray, and they need to find a tree cavity to live in. So they're looking for warmer places to live right now. Sometimes, unfortunately, our houses are the places they choose to tear into and live for the winter.
I was told too, because when we moved into our house, it's been more than 25 years ago, I think, but we had a squirrel burrow into like an awning to give birth, and then we had to pay someone big bucks to get it out. And they said that if a squirrel is born inside, it will always give birth inside. Is that true?
Yeah, they do tend to want to live in houses when they're born in houses. So once you have squirrels in your home, it's really important to seal up all the vulnerable entry points like roof vents and areas where the flashing is vulnerable, because those squirrels really do think they belong in your house after that.
Okay, here's a question I didn't expect from our text line. Do mice die from grief? Last week, I set a trap in the garage. The next day, a mouse was in the trap and another mouse lying dead right next to it with no sign of trauma, just dead.
That's a really good question. I don't know about any research that says that mice die from grief. They could have gotten, it could have gotten concussed by the trap closing, or mice only have about a one-year lifespan, so it could also have died of natural causes or dehydration.
How often do they recreate every year?
Mice breed pretty constantly, like, you know, every month or so, they'll pretty much have a new litter.
Every month they'll have a new litter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I have mice all over my garage. There's nothing I can do about it, I don't think. You know, because it's a detached garage and it's got holes in it, and I just kind of have to live with that, I think.
Yeah, sealing up the holes is really the only way to keep them out.
Right, and we open it with big holes to park our car every day, so that's not going to work. Okay, so it's also deer mating season. I didn't know we were going to have a sex talk here, Rebecca, but it's deer mating season, right?
Yes, we call it rut, and it starts in Illinois in October and pretty much goes through January.
I was surprised. I'm not surprised by the number. Okay, so the state says in 2019, 16,213 crashes involved deer in Illinois. 4 of the crashes were fatal. That doesn't surprise me too much. November is the highest risk month. You probably know this, but which county had the most?
It's Cook, actually.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot that we can do to help prevent that from happening while we're driving. And one of the things is just when we're driving through areas where we're more likely to encounter deer, like forested areas or along a river, to be really alert, especially at the times when deer are most active, which is at dusk, overnight, and then right around 5 to about 6:30 a.m. when they become active in the morning.
What do they do, sleep all day?
They tend to hide out during the day and behave in a more active way at night. They're what's called crepuscular, so they're not nocturnal, which would be active at night, or diurnal, which would be active during the day. They're actually most active during the twilight periods of dusk and dawn. Mosquitoes are another species that are most active at twilight.
Interesting. So the deer and mosquitoes share that they're most active in the early morning or late evening.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was going to ask earlier if squirrels hibernate, but obviously they don't if they're digging up their nuts all winter.
Yeah, they become a lot less active during the winter, and they tend to hole up with their family and friends to kind of conserve body heat and snuggle up against each other. But they still do go out to forage the nuts that they've cached throughout the rest of the year.
How about coyotes?
Coyotes don't hibernate either. They're active during the winter, and they go out, and they have really amazing hunting behavior in the winter where they can hear and smell mice and other small rodents under the snow, and they will actually jump straight up in the air and pounce down to penetrate the snow to get that small prey under the snow. If you've seen it, you're really lucky because it's a cool sight to behold.
I would love to see that. I'm willing to live with the squirrels, but if they want to come and take my mice, no problem. I can deal with that. Okay, two more seasonal ones I'm thinking of. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can text a question. But skunks, this seems to be the skunk season, too.
Well, they're also getting amorous. They tend to...
I'll say the world.
Yeah, exactly. They tend to breed over the winter, and they give birth in early May. So they're starting to seek out their mates as well. And skunks are another species that hole up in winter dens, but they don't hibernate either. So you'll see them out over the winter as well.
But I'm seeing them. What I've noticed of them is they're rooting in my yard a lot more. Or am I maybe looking at the squirrels digging?
The skunks are digging conical holes for grubs.
Right,
it's their favorite food. It's the larvae of the June bugs, essentially. And the skunks are under a lot of pressure to put on some good fat for the winter. So they've intensified their grubbing behavior. So they're out trying to fatten up.
So if you want to kill the grubs, you have to put that on right now, I think, right? If you're going to put on some sort of insecticide?
Well, I mean, that's true, but I think a natural lawn is really important. And when you also consider that June bug larvae, June bug grubs, or June bugs, once they're hatched actually and flying, are the number one favorite food source of the little brown bat in Illinois, and that bats are protected and under a big threat right now with white nose syndrome, that you'll realize that maybe it's just worth having skunks dig for some grubs in your yard so that your yard can contribute to habitat and food for bats and other ecologically important species.
You know, that was a very nice way of saying that you are an all-natural company, right? I'd forgotten about that.
Well, we do use pesticides, we do use rodenticides. So, for instance, if we came out to your garage, we would be happy to use a rodenticide as a knockdown, but we don't want to have an over-reliance on rodenticides or on pesticides where we're using that rodenticide year after year. So we would do an inspection, seal up all those holes that the mice are getting in through, put on a new door sweep, a new door threshold if needed, to reduce a reliance on rodenticide over time.
Okay, so we're at the time where it's getting colder and the mice are coming in. You can go around your house and look for holes, but that could be exhausting as well. What's the best way to keep your house mouse-free?
We do the exhausting version. We crawl on our bellies. We use UV lights to see, because mice leak urine wherever they move. They release about 30 pellets of feces throughout the day. And
I had an uncle like that, Rebecca. I had an uncle just like that.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. So, we do the hard work to find the spots where they're getting in. And once people find those spots, whether you have a company like ours do it or whether you do it yourself, there is a number one best product to seal those holes with, and it's made right here in Chicago. And I have no affiliation with this product at all whatsoever, other than I use it for my own home and on my clients' homes. And it's made by a company called GMT. The brand is Excluder, Excluder. It's made right there on Chicago's west side. And rather than being a steel mesh like your scouring pad that rusts and disappears to nothing over time, it's a stainless steel mesh that does not corrode. And when you stuff it in those holes that the mice are getting in through, it doesn't change over time. And it's a relatively permanent solution. So this is what we do for our clients when we do these inspections using UV or crawling, on our hands and knees around the home to find all the holes. We install this product called Excluder Mesh Fiber Fill in these holes, and then we use a professional grade sealant over that. And we find that people don't need to use rodenticides anymore. They don't have mice inside anymore.
Rebecca Fye from Landmark Pest Management. Where do people find you?
We can be found on the web at landmarkpest.com or by calling 847-350-7378.
Great to talk to you. I hope we can do it again.
Thanks so much, Steve.